This was 7-year-old Ayula Aranjano's first commemorative celebration, and before we went in, she stopped to tell me about Rosa Parks.
This lady, she sit down wherever she wanted to sit. That's her favorite seat. And then this police, he told her to move where she sit now.
Ayula went to Selma, Alabama this summer to see the Rosa Parks Museum. Larry Thompson is originally from the South and proudly wore his Alpha Phi Alpha jacket. He's a member, and so was Martin Luther King Jr. Before the Music Hall program, Thompson said he intends to continue the fight and struggle that's in the world today.
Not only just for African American, but it's pretty much for everybody, different groups. Even same-sex marriages.
Thompson said he came to support people as humans and make sure everybody is treated fairly. Once inside, Thompson and others were treated to lots of music, including the Martin Luther King Chorale. It was a program where keynote speaker Tanya Matthews challenged the audience to revise the dream and ask, what do I expect when I walk in the room?
Do you understand? I'm not actually trying to start a movement. What I'm asking to happen inside of each of you is closer to a revolution. We don't need a meeting. We don't necessarily need another march. I need for you to own the privilege and the joy of being free.
It got Moses Dobbs with the Cincinnati Youth Council thinking.
The dream is more of a metaphor, and that metaphor, most of that has been reached, so it's time to come up with a new dream and more demands.
You can hear part of Matthews' I Dream a World speech. It's at WVXU.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.